Is the alarm on your phone, is it the Michigan fight song, like, Hail to the Victor?
It's, it's one of the greatest fight songs.
Yeah, it is one of the great fight songs, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and no, I don't, unfortunately, but I hear it enough, so I don't have to hear it every morning, but it's a great song, and it always gets me going, gives me goosebumps when I hear it.
Mel, when was the last time you talked to Quinn?
Let me see. I talked to Quinn Monday, so today's Wednesday. I talked to Quinn Monday. He's up in Toronto. He's doing some training. He's on the ice with Connor McDavid and some players up there doing the PEP, the PowerAge Pro skill training, as well as training up there with his brothers. So so Quinn will be up there a couple of weeks until he heads to the World Junior tryouts out in British Columbia here in a couple of weeks.
Now, we had Jim on a couple of weeks ago, and he said, listen, they kind of leave a lot of stuff to Quinn. He's kind of his own business. What do you say as his head coach, who would obviously love to have him back in the fold in Michigan? And can you give our listeners and us any idea of the conversation? And as a guy who's his mentor, to say, you know, here's what I think is best for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And first and foremost, Quinn's a heck of a young man. I mean, he's very forthright. He just tells it like it is. He's not worried or guarded about his answers. He just speaks the truth. So it's very easy to have conversations with Quinn. And Quinn's great. My conversations with Quinn and his family and Jim Benning, I talked to Jim, obviously, also. And our position is that we'll support Quinn whatever he decides to do. If he thinks he's ready and Vancouver thinks this is the right time for Quinn to turn pro, then, you know, we support that and we'll do everything we can to help Quinn have success in Vancouver. Having said that, if, you know, Quinn feels he needs to come back, Vancouver's okay, then we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can that, you know, Quinn comes back and has a great year and then is ready to jump into the NHL. My position, you know, I look at three different things. You know, obviously the academics, but when you get in a situation like this, those young men seem to think they don't worry about that too much. But my deal is I just want to make sure he's physically mature to handle the 82-game schedule and the grind of the NHL. The second part of that is social maturity. I mean, you know, you're a little guarded here in college. Everybody's doing the same thing. You know, you go to class, you come to practice, you know, go to study table. So there's a very strict regiment where you get to pro hockey and you practice, and then what are you going to do with yourself the rest of the day? So the social maturity, can you handle that? Can you handle all the other things that go along with the NHL? And then the hockey, you know, can you handle the hockey? Are you ready? You know, can you skate well enough? Can you think the game well enough? Where are you at that level? So those are the things that I discuss with Quinn, and just, you know, he knows. He knows if he's physically ready. He knows if socially he can handle the lifestyle of an NHL hockey player. And I think people overlook that. Everybody watches him on the ice, and that's where I think he's most comfortable is being on the ice. He's a rink rat. He loves being on the ice, and I think out of all the things that we look at, he's most ready there. So he's got a tough decision, but like I said, we'll support Quinn and the Canucks, whatever they decide to do.
Mel, the greatest thing about NCAA is you get those extra years for physical maturity, and you get to come out at, then you look at Brock Besser, what a classic example of a guy that went to the NCAA, came out, was physically, mentally prepared for the NHL, and had a great season. Everybody talks about Quinn's great hockey sense, his skating, all that stuff. Anybody can see that on video. But the physical maturity is, how far do you think he's away? Like, he's a scrawny kid, but he's got the hockey sense to get away from attackers and checks as well. But in your mind, how far do you think that physical maturity is away for him?
Well, that's a good question. And the thing is everybody matures physically at a different rate. There's no cookie cutter that says, you know, okay, at 20, we're all going to be strong and lean and ready to play in the National Hockey League. And, you know, I would say Quinn could use a year. I really could. But having said that, you're right. He's so elusive. He's so smart. He seems to never put himself in a bad position to, you know, get hit. And the way the game, the NHL is going, I don't want to say there's less hitting, but, you know, it seems like it's a skating skill game, and until maybe when you get to the playoffs where it seems like it's a different type game. But the thing with Quinn this year is he didn't get an opportunity to really train. He went right from our season to the World Championships, and then obviously went to the Combine, went to the NHL Draft, went to Vancouver's camp. He's got about 2 weeks. He's going to World Juniors. So he hasn't had a really good summer just to work on his strength and his conditioning and his body. He's played a lot of hockey. So I'm one of my things with Quinn is, you know, hey, come on back. We've got a great program here at Michigan. You know, we had 24 guys playing the National Hockey League this year, and I've seen what that summer can do for them, whether it's a Zach Werenski who played here 2 years and I think really benefited from that extra year of just being stronger, to you know, Jack Johnson who played here 2 years and I coached both, you know, both those guys. So it's but everybody's different. So and every NHL team has a different situation. So I think you have to be open to that. But he's not far off. He's not far off.
Mel Pearson, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, with us here on Sportsnet 650, talking Quinn Hughes. You know, as you mentioned, you think that he could probably benefit from another year in college. Conversely, I think some of the conversations, some of the interviews that Quinn's done, he's almost hinted that he thinks he could maybe make that jump to the National Hockey League for the fall. When do you anticipate a decision to get done here? It's been about 3 weeks since he was drafted, and you know, there's the obviously the Canucks have skin in the game now. You have skin in the game. And at some point in time, you're going to have to figure out where things sit. When do you anticipate something getting sorted here?
Well, I hope by the end of next week. I really do. I think, you know, I would like him to call me tomorrow and you know, let me know he's coming back to Michigan or he's going to sign. I mean, that just, you know, because everybody's, I'm sure, you know, asking, you guys hear it a lot. We hear it, you know, almost every day. Well, is Quinn coming back? Is he signed? And, you know, whether it's from our alumni or some of our current players or whoever it might be. But I think the decision's coming fairly soon. I do think the family is going about it the right way in Quinn, and they're checking everything off. And it's tough because nobody has that glass ball that can see where Quinn's going to be in January. And that's the hard part. And I think Quinn is, you know, he's very confident. He's a very confident young man. And he feels, you know, I think after playing in the World Championships, I think that gave him, I know it gave him a realistic view that he can play with the best in the world. You know, he played against Canada twice with McDavid coming down on him. He talks about that. So I think Quinn, you know, has a good sense of where he's at. Now, you know, can you do that for, you know, over a full season yet? Is it the time is right? It won't hurt him to come back. You know, Vancouver will be getting a stronger, more mature player in a year from now. And I've been involved with Michigan hockey for 24 years. So I've coached Max Pacioretty. I've coached, you know, Mike Camilleri, you know, Billy McCault, Carl Hagelin, Andrew Cogliano, you know, Philip DiGiuseppe. You go down the list and you know, we've had Kyle Connor and all these guys, JT Compa. We've seen what a couple of years can really do for them.
Well, and that said, Mel, you've had so many, and we've had Bill McCault on and Jeff Tambellini. I mean, we've turned over every stone from the Michigan coaching staff to get a feel. You just mentioned you've been there for so long as an assistant, now back as a head coach. Does Quinn stand out? Like, I mean, is he maybe the best skater you've ever had in Michigan?
Well, he's you know, in different types of skating. Carl Hagelin was, you know, up and down, and Andrew Cogliano, he talked about end-to-end speed and, you know, just straight-out, flat-out speed. But Quinn has a combination of that speed and that elusiveness and his edges and just his lateral mobility, his backward mobility. Without question, he is the best I've seen. And every day, you go to practice every game, there's always that wow factor at some point with Quinn. You know, whether it's next year or a year after Vancouver, the fans are going to be excited. He's one of the guys, I talk about it all the time this year, he's one of those players that you will actually pay money to go watch. He's that electrifying in our game, and I think that will translate to the next level. So without a doubt, he's one of them. You know, the best players I've ever been around, and one of the most exciting for sure, and maybe the best all-around skater.
Mel, before we let you go, I mean, people so locked in on Quinn and his decision. What can you give us as far as the scouting report? What has been a tough year, but boy, when a lot of people saw Will Lockwood briefly in that world championship, said this guy can play. What can you tell us about Will and where he's at?
Well, you know, and that's a good point. And we have Tyler Mott here who's training with us this summer. And I actually coached Tanner Carroll at Michigan Tech when I was a head coach there that Vancouver just traded for. So I talked to Jim Benny about a number of players, not just Quinn. But Will Lockwood looks fantastic. I just saw him again yesterday. He's here training. Obviously, he had another setback with a shoulder at the World Junior Championships. But he was off to a great start for us here. He's one of those players that, he's got a great work ethic. He can skate, straight ahead speed. He can shoot the puck. He plays with an edge. And at times he almost plays with too much of that edge. He's got to back off a little bit because he's not the biggest guy. He's a slender guy, but he gives you everything he has. I expect him, he'll get a ton of ice time here. He'll be one of our top players, and I expect him to have a big year. And I know he is focused on doing everything he can to prepare himself, whether it's a year from now or 2 years from now to be in Vancouver. And he's got the skill. He's a very special player. He's just got to stay healthy and put together a good year.
Mel, appreciate you doing this morning. Thanks for taking the time. We would love to take you out with your favorite song in the whole wide world. Can we hit that music there, Justin? I'll just fire it up here.
Well, thanks, guys. And I love Vancouver. I was born in Vancouver, so it's always nice to talk to somebody from my birthplace.
Well, you know what? Considering you now sound like the official minor league affiliate for the Vancouver Canucks, we appreciate you taking the time, too. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you, Mel.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Anytime. Thank you very much.